after being on the road a while, and then everyone wanted to get in and spend time with their family and loved ones, and then we knew we had to get the album out, so we just went in there with all kind of love, and just we wanted to do it, so I think that's what we put in it. You can feel that.
Love is one thing that Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are all about. Sure, they sing songs about love gone wrong, and their grooves have probably helped more than one couple get together. But mostly, it's all about the love of soul music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. In the last decade, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and their label Daptone Records have spearheaded a soul revival movement right out of Brooklyn. Sharon and the band first got together in the late 90s when many of them played together at a session with funk legend Lee Fields. Dap Kings bassist Bosco Mann was one of the organizers of that session, and when he and Dap Kings saxophonist Neil Sugarman were forming Daptone Records, they made sure to sign Sharon up to front the label's house band. Since then, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings have released 4 albums. Their latest is I Learned the Hard Way, recorded at Daptone's House of Soul studio in Brooklyn. I had a chance to talk with Sharon and the guys, and I asked her about that. House of Soul studio, what's it look like? Where is it? Is it a big building, little building, tiny? You know, because there's such a sense of place in the record.
Let me just tell you what it looked like. Right. Have y'all seen a picture of it on the album cover on a right? Don't we have a picture of it on the Yeah, the Daptone Gold?
Right.
Well, that's just how it looks, just like that. You know, except for the drawings on the front with the garbage can with the little rat tail hanging out of it. That's the only thing you don't see, the rat there, you know, but other than that, yeah. It's just a building we went in and they tore down walls, tore down ceilings, and we put the floors in, and I did electrical, you know, sockets and stuff, and we corked it up and we made us a studio.
You can do electrical stuff?
Well, you know, Gabe
it's good
to
know.
To we read it. The book said, do this, do that. And then, you
know. Something told me inside that your love was untrue.
When you pop around on the radio, what's your take on what's happening in music right now? Just like what current music. Is there stuff, anything you love? Any comments, thoughts about just what you hear when you start popping around on the radio dial?
I learned not to comment too much. You know, just, you know, what you like. If you don't like, you change the station.
Right,
know,
fair enough.
So instead of trying to down, you know, because, I mean, the artists out here, what they're doing is coming from their heart and they, you know, they really love. So why should you not what's selling and they playing on the radio 56,000 times over and over again. So it's like, you know, so don't knock it. But you know, I listen to, you know, like you know, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu. And I like Erica. You know, even I still like her, you know. You know, because okay. She expresses herself.
Oh yeah.
Very vividly. And what else? You know, yeah. A lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys, mm-hmm. You know, and some of them. And some guys, yeah. I mean, you hear Usher, he's been drummed in me, so I got to say, Usher. You know, I hadn't heard him last week about 56,000 times, so Usher, you know, and who else? you know, so really. Oh, and one who they stopped, which I thought he was just, I love it, the one with the, in the closet. Where is that? He's in the closet. You know that guy? I think that's the funniest thing. I love that.
If I give you my are you gonna give it back? If I give you my love, tell me, are you gonna give it back? Well, and when I give you my loving, now can you handle that? When I give Now can you handle that?
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, live with Give It Back and I Learned the Hard Way, the title track from their new album. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.